All right, so another one that we were going to discuss is pecking. And I did see a little bit from everybody, you know, this is just something that we didn't talk about before, and it happens naturally, so this is a great thing to be aware of and to eliminate from your behavior, because it just, it's something that, again, every other guy is doing, you know, every guy who's not good with women is doing this. And basically that's leaning in to an interaction without, before you're in rapport at all, you know, just to like lean in and be like, hey, how are you girls doing or whatever. So that one's pretty, it's basically saying that you need something from this interaction already. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to be needy with your body language at all.
Yeah, explain that a little bit. You know, like why does it mean that? This isn't a test, by the way. I just want you to explain it a little more.
Well, first of all, it's positive body language. Mm. It's like, because to lean into someone, you have to be facing them. And it's, you're chasing them. Like, you're physically, like, literally chasing after them and, like, investing in them and, you know, I mean, this just feels like there's just a lot of attention, a lot of investment, even though you just met this person.
So from her perspective, what she's hearing is she sees you lean in and talk to her, and her subconscious mind hears, okay, what does this guy really mean? Why is he leaning in? Right. And so they just make up whatever it is they think. And it's probably pretty accurate. And what you're actually saying is, I'm not interesting enough to listen to. Let's just get that out of the way. Like, that's just the truth. I don't have anything important to say, and I'm not very important. So if I don't lean in to talk to you and close the gap between your ear and my mouth, you probably won't do anything. If you have to do any work at all to listen to me, then you won't want to, because I'm not interesting or exciting. Like, that's exactly what they're hearing. And so they just believe you. That's all. It isn't like you're coming across in a way that is that reveals the truth. You're just doing something, and your body's saying that thing, and they believe you, because that's what you're telling them.
So the opposite is true as well. If you saw me and Brad, most of the girls we were talking to were leaning into us.
Yeah.
We were pulling them into us, and we were standing up pretty straight or leaning back against the bar and making them do that to us, which has the same effect. So, like, they're investing more into talking to us. That it kind of communicates that what we have to say is important, and that they need to come listen to us. Which makes them feel that way, which makes them more attractive.
And every girl who sees that happen automatically wants your cock. Because she's like, they're like, well, look at that girl. How many, they look around the bar, how many guys do you think are having that happen to them? Probably two, and probably these two, you know?
Well, it happens to the guys that are attractive that girls are chasing, basically. It looks like she's chasing us, which she is.
Especially when our face and our body language is like, yeah,
don't
whatever.
Care. Yeah, like we look like cool. We don't even care. Like, it happens
all
the
great.
Time. Like, you just look like you have status, even though all you're doing is making her come to you instead of the opposite. And everyone will do this because it's loud, so they're thinking, oh, well, they need to hear. Someone needs to hear me because it's loud, and you can't. And it's also a great reason to start touching, which we should talk a lot more about touch today.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
But it's a great reason to just start touching and closing that touch barrier. Where, like, we'll all, like, start talking to a girl really close to her face, or lean into her, like, have us lean in together just as a reason to touch her, put my hands somewhere, in a totally safe way that she doesn't even pay attention to. We'll talk about that later.
You never lean in, ever?
Nope. Mm-hmm. Unless, in rapport you do.
Not in attraction.
Yeah.
Not in attraction.
She's not in attraction. You, like...
No, then you go, if she says, I can't hear you. If she says, I can't hear you, then you go like this. Like, have her come in, you know, and she'll lean in. If she leans in, then you keep talking. You know, if you're going to lean any direction, the point is you don't want to lean toward her ever. So if I'm going to lean anywhere, I'll be like this. I'll lean away and point to my ear. And then she'll be like, it's great to see it on Brad because Brad's tall as well. So girls will be like, like little puppies, like trying to get up to his ear to like.
Which doesn't look attractive at all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, girls. I mean, a girl is like climbing up Brad, trying to get in his ear. It's like, it's even if an ugly girl's doing it, it doesn't matter. Is any other girl that sees it's gonna want, is gonna want the person who that's happening to, because it's free selection. You know, girls want him just like the guppies I was telling you about yesterday. Girls want him, so he must be attractive. it all happens subconsciously, so they'll just want to know more about you. That's what attraction is. Attraction's curiosity. But remember, you know, it's not like some magical fucking thing. It's not. It's just curiosity. So, pecking is one of the most telling body language cues that there is.
Do you guys know what pecking means? Like a chicken is...
Like a chicken's pecking?
Pecking.
Like you know? That's what it looks like you're doing. You're like, hello. What's that? Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's also taking up less space, too. Just like with your body. I mean, if you want to have dominant body language, which is the same part of, like, talking with your hands and having big gestures that we talked about last night, that's all attractive. Taking up less space is unattractive. It's, like, disgusting to women. So, like, doing this, which is usually, like, it's this unattractive combo of drink guarding, pecking, taking up less space, you know, looking
and sharking.
And sharking, like, huh? Yeah. So
that's
you,
like,
add all that up and...
That's like, what Brad's talking about right now is how we're taught to act as men.
Yeah.
This is what all of us do because we're taught to do that. It's the exact opposite of what's attractive. You know, you don't get what you want by doing that. It will not happen. This is, I don't know why the fuck we're taught that. But I guess because our parents or whatever didn't know and they did the same thing. And somewhere along the line, this was a thing that we did. And then it was taught to everybody in every generation after that. We just have to undo it now. You know, it's so subconscious we don't even know. So
did you have specific notes for Ivan?
Yeah, I wanted to like move along and get everyone's input here. But yeah, I think, you were approaching some people, having some conversations. How did it feel like just to walk up and approach, and like where were you getting stuck?
Going to do the approach was scary.
Right.
But once I got in there, it seemed to go well. I had a couple of rejections, but okay.
Yeah. I mean, everyone that I told you to approach, you did. You seemed to like you.
It was probably the biggest challenge was getting over the mindset, the hindrance in my own mind to go and talk to somebody, I guess.
Okay.
Ben?
If I was in the group or you guys brought me in, there was not an issue at all, or you guys were talking, I just was standing and joined in.
Okay.
It went great. It went really well.
Okay. When we were all kind of standing in a group and they were like,
yeah,
we brought girls into the
group.
That's one of my favorite things.
What?
Is bringing girls into a group and then combining groups together. And
Yeah,
because then it's like, there's so much stuff going on that you can like move around to different places, and it's a lot more of a playground.
It's like a big party that you just created.
Yeah, like that.
And then I guess the transitioning from the fun banter atmosphere to anything further still not exists.
Yeah, that's
it's kind of stuck in that level. You know?
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah. The first night we really want to focus on like just feeling what it feels like to have this new knowledge, this new understanding, and having this exposure. It's exposure. It's exposure to your fears, you know, and facing them.
Yeah, I did do for the groups where we got in, you know, there was lots of fun and interactions from the girls too. Did a lot of touching a couple of times. Seemed like it was too much for them. I don't know. I mean,
there's a way to touch. We'll teach you that today.
Yeah.
If you do it in the right order, then there's no problem.
Yeah.
Everything's in the right order. If it's in the right order, you're fine.
Yeah.
If you skip around, there's a system. Yeah.
Yeah, you just skipped forward too fast, which we'll talk about. But that's at least you were touching. You knew you should be touching, right?
Mm-hmm.
I assume you guys noticed or you didn't. I mean,
I noticed you touching. I didn't know that it was why did you think it was too much? Did you feel like
there was at least one girl from, I don't know, all the different ones that I interacted with who kind of moved away a little bit. She's like, I got the impression that.
It's always better to do too much than to do too little.
Yeah.
You ever heard the phrase, ask for forgiveness, not for permission? That's my motto when I was learning. Like, okay, if people are going to be mad at you, just accept it now, you know? Stop being a little baby about it. Like, it will happen, you know? And then that way you're not scared of it moving forward, you know?
Yeah. And then girls will always forgive you for being a man, but not a wuss.
Yep, they will never forgive you for being a wuss. You will always be a wuss in their mind.
Yeah.
If you can't make a move, if you make too many moves, they'll forgive you, like pretty fast.
And anytime that happens, if you feel like you went too far, either you can say or just in your head think like, well, how can I help myself? I'm a man. You know, you're attractive. I'm a man. I can't help myself. It's your fault for being so cute. You know, why would you make me do that? Like, it's okay. you're expected to do that. You're a man. You're expected to want sexual contact. If you go too far, it's like, oh, well, hey, it's not my fault. I'm just a man. I would say that all the time. And if you smile and just say it, like, not say sorry. Just say, well, I'm a man. What do you expect?
Yeah.
I'm not sorry.
This works really well in the attraction phase. Once you get past the attraction phase, if you're like in seduction or something, and you're like, well, she shouldn't have been wearing that skirt. That would really work. But in attraction, definitely in attraction, that's like definitely your motto.
Mm-hmm.
Like just, yeah, anytime that you get like, you come on too strong or something, it's like, I couldn't help myself. I'll slow down, you know, like cross your arms, like put your hands behind, put your hands in your pockets.
Okay, we're moving too fast.
Yeah.
Let's break up.
Yeah, exactly. It's very advanced.
It's over. We're breaking up now. It's over.
Yep. You can have the cat. I'm going to keep the house in Malibu.
So,
okay, cool. That's a lot to talk about today and to work on tonight.
For Ivan,
yeah.
One thing, just one more thing for Ivan and actually for all of you, except probably for you, because you're pretty extroverted already. And Jacob, I saw you make this change at some point in the night, but definitely for you two, being louder is going to be, like, awesome for you. Like, however loud you think you can be probably 3 times as loud. And so we'll keep working on that. Like, it'll just keep happening. Be like, louder, 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 you know? Like, that's just another dominant body language thing. You're saying something with your body language when you speak, and you don't give a fuck. Like, the things that you have to say are awesome, and everybody wants to listen, you know?
That was
so
a major turning point.
Let them listen.
That was like, the first time you finally talk about 3 times louder than you normally do in a bar or whatever atmosphere where people are around you, and you don't get shot or punched, you know? Like, whatever you think in your head, nothing bad happens. Like one of my responses to a lot of students for most of the time that I coach is if they're not loud enough, I'll go, what? Like, I'll say what really loud. What? What? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. You're not loud enough. Like
yeah.
that. And then they'll be like, as a joke, like in a really uncomfortable way, they'll be like, I said blah, blah, blah. And then the whole night, right after that, they're like they have this realization, like, holy crap, that wasn't weird. That was totally okay. That realization in that moment is really what it's all about. It's about noticing that you can do that and it's okay for you to do it, that you're not going to get, like, tackled, you know? But in that, you have to do it in that moment. Just make the decision in that moment to be like, okay, I'm going to be loud now. And you do it and it's, like, kind of fun for a minute. But the thing that lasts, the thing that you remember that lasts forever is that now you can do that if you want to.
We'll be prompting you on all this stuff,
yeah,
for sure.
And you have like a really deep booming voice too, but you gotta project it, you know?
Yeah, you have to push more air over your vocal cords to make that happen, you know? I'm gonna give you guys something. I want you to write this down, then we're gonna move on to the next person. But this is, if you're nervous about what you're gonna say to a girl and you don't know how to start a conversation, start your conversation with this phrase, and every time you do it, you'll decrease your chances of rejection drastically. This is one of the things that if I'm ever nervous, I start my conversations like this. It's called a false time constraint. You may have heard of it before, I'm not sure, but it's the idea that, I'll just tell you what it is first. When you first walk up, you have to say, you don't have to have the exact phrasing for this, but I'll give you the idea. What I would probably say in the beginning is, hey, I gotta get back to my friends in just a minute, but blah, blah, blah. It's called a false time constraint. Or I only have a minute, or I only have a second to talk to you because I have to get back to my friends. Like, say you have to leave in a minute. This is really, really important. If you start every conversation like this, your rejection will drop. You'll get rejected about a tenth of the time as you normally would, you know, in conversation. Hey, I got to get back to my friends in just a minute, but you look like trouble, so I thought I'd come over and talk to you and see if you were. Like, doesn't matter what it is, you know, banter. And today during day game, I would start every interaction like that. I have to get back to my friends in just a minute, but I saw you over here and I had to come over here and flirt with you for a minute. Just, you know, just to say that I did it, just so I could have a good time, you know? But I gotta go in just a minute. What's your name? Like, and then you can stay as long as you fucking want to. Because the rejection that you're getting from girls is like 90% fear of how long you're going to stay there. And like, whether or not you're gonna be creepy. And you're not going to leave, because that's what happens. Guys come over and they're like, I'll be nice to this guy, and then they're nice to this guy, and then he stays there for like an hour and they don't like him, you know? So if you just get rid of that fear automatically, they won't paint you as that guy. They think that you're trying to leave already. So they're like, oh, no, no, wait, stay. Stay. Like, anytime you try to leave, they'll want you to stay. That's what you want. You want them to want you to stay. You don't want them to want you to go away, right? Same girl. The same girl who would have rejected you before will not reject you if you do this. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So start. You have to remember to say this. Just start your sentence. Start your conversation with this. It works, I promise. It's like a loophole. I normally don't teach this because it's such a technique, you know? It's technique-y. But it's so powerful, I can't not teach it to you. It's necessary. Okay? You guys cool with that?
Yeah.
That's like, now you know what to say when you open your mouth. Okay, we solved that problem. At least start with that. Start with, I have to get back to my friends in just a minute, but... And I'd do that when I was alone at a bar. I don't have any friends at the bar. But I'd be like, I have to get back to my friends in just a minute. And they'd be like, okay. You know? And then later we might get into a conversation about where my friends are, and I might be like, oh, they're at home tonight. You're going to go home? Yeah, I was going to go home in just a minute. But whatever. Like, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. You know? But it assumes you have friends that are there. It assumes that your friends are important to you. It assumes that you talking to an attractive woman is not unusual for you. It's so normal, in fact, that you'd rather hang out with your friends, and it assumes that you do this often, you know, and you're not going to stay there for very long. So it's a lot of stuff. It's one of those really cool sort of super techniques. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Alberto, let's go down.
Alberto.
So I would say everything that we just talked about for Ivan also applies. The drink guarding, the looking around, the body language. You seemed like you were... like having a tough time approaching people in general, right? I think I gave you like a couple missions to do, but that was tough. I wanted you to like just get involved in the party, you know, like get involved in the energy, which is why I told you to just go stand in the middle of the dance floor, which I hope was fun. I had fun. I knew you'd be out there, so I came and found you.
What did the night feel like to you?
Yeah.
What did you experience?
Like always, I always am like that.
Like
sharp
what? You used to be like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the past.
Okay. You used to be like that.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. All the time, so I used to shark and to picking and also with glass or with the bottle, and then just. Not even thought about approaching.
Right.
Just maybe then when I then was like drunk.
Right. You told me.
When
you had
yes.
a lot to drink, then maybe. You
maybe
would talk
yes.
To
or yeah. Otherwise.
So how did it feel to not be drunk, to be in a social environment, to be in a lot of energy, and just sit there?
So I just wanted to see how you did, and then, yes, and then it was amazing, but then I just thought, it looks so natural, so smooth, but they are great, so they are amazing.
But do you understand that we're not amazing? Does that make sense?
Yes, but I also think that the way you look, and it's also very important.
Every single piece is just something that I choose to do. I mean, I don't always look like anything. I mean, it's the body language, man. It's all these little tweaks that we're telling you, like all these little changes you can make, that you will make, that you're making right now. That's what it is. It's not anything else.
But at no moment I was trying to... So, like Josh said, to manipulate myself or to change at no moment. I just was there, but I didn't try. Honestly, I didn't try. I was like waiting to be guided. So like then you said, then Connor said, okay, go there and say this, and then I did it, and it was okay.
Okay.
Yes. Then it was okay. So I did it once or twice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there were two situations I did it, and. It was okay. It was nice. There I felt good.
Mm-hmm.
I felt good when Nick then came to me. It's like crazy when he dances.
Yeah.
He's really fun.
Yeah.
And also when I approached those two girls, and so they knew the singer, and that was a nice conversation, a nice chat. But then
yeah.
I just left. But it was not. I was not thinking. Okay, now this step and then that step. No, it was just
right.
Speak a little bit and then okay.
Yeah.
because we didn't have really a mission there. So it was just the approach, the way
you did have a mission.
We were just looking.
You definitely had a mission.
Yes.
Yeah, but your brain's not going to think about it because you don't want to have to do it. Your mission is to go there and fuck up.
Yeah.
That's your mission, you know? Your mission is to push yourself so much that you fuck up.
Right.
That's always is the mission on the first day. But your brain's not going to want to accept that, so you're looking for something else. That's what you're doing, and that's what you did, rather. Okay? But it's okay, though. That's all right. It's just important that you know that.
So one thing for you is to step into a dominant role and realize that you're an essential part of the group and that you're, what you're saying and your attention, those are all like gifts that you can give to other people, to girls that you haven't met, to other guys, to us. You know, like I saw you taking yourself out of the group and we talked about that. That can't happen anymore, you know? It's your space, you know, it's your bar, it's your, everywhere you go, it's yours, you know? But that's the mentality that is going to work, you know, and that you need to step into.
Yeah, I want you to feel like you belong there, you know? You kept on kind of separating yourself or getting kind of stuck in your own head and not being a part of the group. We kept on trying to pull you back in. Like, you belong.
It's the fucking truth.
Yeah.
I
mean,
I felt like lost. And when we came into the first part, and immediately everybody so went somewhere, then I was there like lost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so. And immediately I knew, okay, my body language is bad. Everything I'm here standing, looking around, it's already lost immediately because I had a very bad start.
All you have to do is walk about 10 feet. And there you go. Whole new environment.
You start over.
That whole world, you guys saw, that world that we step into in a bar or a club, it's chaos, man. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows. Like, no, you think, this is what guys think when they walk into a place like that. They think, oh, everybody already knows each other.
Yeah.
It feels like everyone else is having a party. I don't know them. And they wouldn't want me to, you know, step in on their fun.
Mm-hmm.
But that's bullshit, you know? Everybody there is like, they might know one or two people at the most. And the whole reason that they're there is to meet new people, is to meet you. That's why they're there. Like, that's why girls get dressed up, so they can meet you, you know? That's like a lie that you're telling yourself, that you don't deserve to talk to these people because you don't already know them, you know? Like, there's this chaos of the bar, and everybody has the capacity to take in information from their periphery and whatever. So, I don't know, how much does that extend? Maybe like, maybe a room this size? So the first bar we were at was at least twice, three or four times this big, right?
Oh, yeah.
So everywhere you walk, first of all, I mean, a lot of girls are short, so they can't really see over the people around them. So, seriously, all you have to do is walk 10 feet and you're in a completely new world. You can be a new you. You could try this, actually, when we go out. It's like, all right, I'm going to see how people respond if I act like really tough, you know? And I could just, like, act like I take up a lot of space and I bump into people and I kind of look a little upset or something. Just see how that happens. And I'd be, okay, they acted like this. And then walk to another part and go, all right, I'm going to see how people respond if I go, hey, how's it going? Cheers, party, blah, 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 blah. See how they respond like that. But you can reinvent yourself constantly. That's why, like last night, I like to move to different parts of the bar. Like, go out to the smokers area, the smokers patio or whatever. Because it's a completely different vibe, you know? Like, you can go from, like, whoa, party, dance, you know? Hanging out at the bar to step outside and be like, okay, let's have some fun conversations out here where it's quiet and you can hear everybody.
And smokers are really social too. I don't know if you guys smoke or not. I don't, but we'll still go out and talk to the smokers because they're like, smoking cigarettes is a very social thing.
Yeah.
They're always talking, always like having conversations while they're smoking. It's just like, they're the easiest people in the world to talk to. Yeah, you need like someone to talk to. Smokers
yeah.
will always talk to you.
Surprise me, actually.
Sometimes, yeah, it's kind of a secret. If you're not a smoker, you don't realize that there's
yeah.
this cool little world going on out there.
People who all like really want to talk to you.
Yeah.
They want to feel like they have their own little club of like, well, we're rejected from the club because we're smoking,
yeah.
so let's all go hang out together. Sometimes I even carry a lighter even though I don't smoke,
yeah.
just to give people lights and start conversations. People always be like, hey, you have a lighter? You have a lighter?
Some girl just handed me a cigarette last night.
Yeah.
I'm not a smoker, but if I'm out, sometimes I'll smoke a cigarette.
Too, yeah, it's not a big deal. So,
yeah.
So you seem to keep saying like you didn't have any mission or structure, like you didn't know what to do when you approached. But I don't really think that that's what you want, because you said that when you had done another program in London, they gave you an exact structure, and then you didn't like it. It felt wrong to you, right?
It didn't really feel like you owned it.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, it was not with my heart.
Yeah, your heart's not in it. You said you felt like a machine, right?
Yeah.
I don't want you to feel like a machine. I think that you're really going to need to own this on your own and see someone that you want to talk to and go do it. And I don't want to tell you too much or give you too much of a structure, because it's not going to feel like you. It's going to be me telling you what I would say, which is different than what you would say. I really want to see you bring that out of yourself and decide what you want to say. Like, we can give you tips and pointers, and definitely after the fact come back and we'll tell you what you did or didn't do right. But in the moment, like, I want you to know what it feels like to see a girl or a group of girls that you're attracted to and just go up to them because you want to and own it without us having to tell you here's exactly what to do step by step, because that's not going to feel right to you.
But it was not only if she was hot or not. It was
that doesn't matter.
Anybody, with anybody.
Yeah, you're just making excuses now again. Just listen to this and go, okay. So that's all you really have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Your natural reaction right now is to make up more excuses, like to elaborate. That's the teacher in you. That's why you're doing that, because like being a teacher, that's what you do. If someone has a question or something, you elaborate more. If someone has a comment, you elaborate more. It's like an automatic thing. I know, because it's something I would do naturally too. But don't do that. That's not what you are here. Here you're the best student you can possibly be. And the best student goes, okay, got it. You know? That's what you want to do.
Okay. Let's move on so that we can get through everybody, and then we'll take a quick break. So, Renee, let's talk about your night.
Uh-oh.
You seem like, it sucked for you because you missed a lot of yesterday. So you just kind of got thrown into the fire when we went out. And you seemed a little lost at first, but you seem like you kind of got into a comfort zone. You felt like a little more comfortable in the environment. We were telling you things to do, but like, what was your experience like?
For me?
Mm-hmm.
Same experience like always when I'm going out. I'm used to go out like bars like that,
mm-hmm.
but at a certain point... I'm coming in the bar like, I'm in a good mood, a good vibe. But after thinking and looking around, my self-esteem going a little bit downwards, you know, from, oh, what am I going to do now? Shall I talk to her or shall I talk, don't talk to her, you know?
Okay.
So what you say, then I'm at my best at the comfort zone. And that's sort of take it easy. I can't make any faults again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's the kind of thing what I have most problem with.
So, yeah,
and also I talked with Brett also, what my minus point is, you must force me to do something, because I want to learn something, and what I also said to Brett, you must put me to a point, you know, just like, talk to her, the girl behind you.
That girl is very,
for sure.
Very cute, by the way.
Yeah, for sure. So, yes, turn around, talk. That's the feeling I want to feel again, you know?
In yourself.
From yourself. From myself.
Yeah.
Because that's a feeling I was, it's a feeling I want to, necessary to be familiar with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the feeling about rejection or not rejected and
mm-hmm.
positive conversation, that kind of thing.
So how did that feel to turn around and start walking before you ever even saw the girl?
Exciting.
Yeah.
Because I was also thinking of, because I don't know what the type of woman you prefer
It doesn't matter.
I trust you. I'm here for one goal, for myself, and let's do this. Let's get over it, you know?
Yeah, let's do this.
And I'm also at the point, let's get over it. I want more life for this and for myself. And I can't wait for what you also talked with Alberto for excuses. I'm tired to make excuses for myself. I'm tired to do nothing what I like to do, you know? Mm-hmm. That's always making excuses for not to do or play safe. Mm-hmm. At all times.
So the first thing you said was you were thinking and looking around, and then you got stuck. So the first thing we're going to do tonight is you're not going to be thinking or looking around.
No.
Like, thinking and looking around makes your state drop, makes you get stuck inside your head. We will institute the 3-second rule. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
When you see a girl or we tell you to go approach a girl, you have 3 seconds to do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you wait any longer, you're going to start thinking, and you're going to get stuck in your head, and you're going to start feeling like that. It always happens. But if you do the opposite, which is what you want to do, you want to get over that, you want to really push past it, and we'll make you do it. You won't have any time to think or react or anything, and you won't start feeling that way. So you'll feel fine when you go talk to her. And you might not even know what to say because you didn't have any time to think about it, but that doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You can just say hi, you know? Or, like, you look like trouble. That's the easiest line ever to remember.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to worry about what you're going to say. Just trust that you're going to know what to say after that and then after that. But you didn't have any time to think about it or get nervous or feel, like, emotionally to feel anything negative. And that's what really matters. So when you walk up, she's going to feel that. Or whoever you're talking to is going to feel, if you're nervous, they're going to feel it coming off you.
For example, a very huge difference between you and us is that here you are speaking like this, you know, and your facial expression is once like this, so it's more serious and so. But when you are there outside, so when you are so yesterday at the bar, you are like shine like a sun. It's like a different person. Like it's amazing to see.
Fun,
yeah. Yes, but
they had to learn how to do that.
Yeah. Yes, but they really.
They learned that.
Yes,
yeah.
But it's...
No, there's no yes but. Yes, yes but is the stupidest thing in the world. That is like, yes but is a phrase that I think is the most retarded phrase in the world. That means I agree with everything you say, but I don't agree with anything you just said. That's exactly what that means, you know? Like, there is no yes but. There's only yes and. No, just get rid of but from your addiction, from your vocabulary. There's no more but. There's only and.
In every language.
In every language.
Yeah,
there's no but.
What?
There's only and. Yes, and. Okay? Everything that's... All of your problems are in your mind. I can tell you that right now. You have no problems external. It's all in your mind. I think I have his mic working now.
Good. Well, let's break in a second after we get through everyone, and we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. So we can...
It's
you,
a pleasure.
Do you want to learn?
It's really a pleasure.
Do you want to learn how to do that?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to teach you.
Yeah.
We are teaching you. Today is all about that.
Yeah.
That's what today is all about.
Cool.
So that's great. It's good that you bring that up. So
cool.
You have, hold on, you have like really like good body language, I noticed. The thing that I noticed the most about you was that I saw you often standing by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So the big thing for you tonight will be to be, if you're not talking to new people, then be talking with us, you know, like be in a social group, like be integrated in a social group, standing by yourself. You're like, you guys are all aware of this, like the longer you stand in a place, just like drinking your drink by yourself, your value is dropping. Like,
and your emotions.
And your emotion, your state is dropping.
Yeah.
So that's going to be huge for you, is just being integrated socially, you know?
Yeah. And the two things that you do are come talk to us or anyone else, anyone that's around you. If it's a guy, if it's an ugly chick, if it's a bouncer at the bar, like use the people around you so you don't have to stand there talking to no one. Or move, walk somewhere, act like you're going somewhere and
do that's a purpose. Thank you.
Every time I get stuck and I'm like, oh, there's no one to talk to, I'll just be like, all right, going over there now. And I'll just walk somewhere and then start talking to someone
and reinvent
on the other
yourself
side of the bar, you know?
Every single
time. You don't want to stand still not doing anything. That's the worst thing you can do. And every time we see you doing that, we're going to make sure you stop. You guys understand why? You understand why that is? Okay, cool.
We've touched on something a little bit, like in talking with each and every one of you, which is the value system and being a 10, and we're going to talk more about that today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So
But a little bit of little part of that is using everyone around you socially to, you know, increase your state, to increase your social value, even if it's ugly girls, even if it's guys, you know, whatever. Was that somebody knocking at the door?
No.
Oh, okay.
There's a dog.
Dog working.
Oh, okay. My hearing isn't so good right now. So you guys will see that in a lot of detail a little bit later when we talk about value, but, you know, talking to everyone around you is definitely something that you want to do. Okay.
Cool.
So, Jacob, you had a hell of a moment last night.
Yeah.
Did you talk about that already?
Yeah, briefly.
Briefly?
You were the one there, right? You
yeah.
You guys were talking.
So, Jacob had his beautiful wake the fuck up moment last night, and I happened to be there, and I was really excited to see that, because I know my moment that I had similarly, and I talked to you about it, but could you just, like, describe what happened? First of all, I mean, just as far as, like, techniques and everything, I really appreciated about you that literally every time we told you the next step, you just, that became integrated into everything you did immediately. And that was amazing. And it made a huge difference. I mean, you were like, okay, walked in. I don't really want to talk to those people, these people. I don't really see, blah, blah, blah. Okay, we'll do this. And you're like, okay. So you went and tried it and you're like, oh, that worked. What's the next thing? You know, you were going back and forth between me and Connor, and each time you'd get, like, the next step, we'd give it to you, you'd do it, and then it was part of you for the rest of the night, which was awesome.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun, yeah.
So as far as, you know, techniques and stuff, that was amazing. Like, keep doing that. Make sure you keep that mentality tonight, and that's going to serve you really well. But as far, so
yeah.
Could you explain your moment to us?
Yeah, so we're standing outside, and, like, I told you about my ex-girlfriend. It was pretty... Like, was 1 year ago, we were together for 3 years, and she cheated on me when I was abroad, studying abroad, and she never told me. It came out, some weird moment came out, and she cheated on me, then she dated this guy she cheated on me with, and it was really, really hard for me. I questioned my whole life. I had not many friends at that time, so I was very alone. I was alone, and it was like rock bottom for me, and I had some bad thoughts about myself and about my whole life, and I didn't know where to go, and I started from scratch to...
You said you thought about killing yourself, right?
I thought about killing myself.
So it was rock, absolute
yeah.
rock bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was lying in my bed and just doing nothing. Yeah, but what I realized is that a lot of strength comes from that, because I realized that I can do whatever I like, because I have nothing, so there's nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to create something new for myself, something amazing for myself, because it's all how I want it to be.
So last night, so this is all part of that journey,
yeah.
right? Why you're here.
Right.
And last night, the culmination of that,
yeah.
the realization of that, in that moment where you're like, this is starting to work, this is
yeah.
happening, you're feeling good.
Yeah.
I was
having fun. I talked to, I don't know, 10 different women. It was
mm-hmm.
cool. I had fun.
Mm-hmm.
So we went outside and just had a chat.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look up and there she's standing right in front of me. Mm-hmm. She's like, hey, Jacob. I'm like, hey, what's up? And it was like, I didn't know what
you mean your ex now.
My ex,
yeah.
And I had all this stuff in my head when I was going to meet her again, how it's going to be, and all these emotions around it. And
I remember thinking that.
And then she was just there, and I was like, yeah, she's cool. I didn't even felt attracted to her or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And totally fell all right for me. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That's an incredible moment. I mean, it's just, what a perfect example of just, you know, you're going down this path, and your old you walked in and stared you in the face, you know? And you were like, hey, what's up? All right, let's continue, you know? That's amazing.
And I went home and I realized that I was not thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, fuck, why are you not thinking about it?
you should be thinking about it. And I'm like, no, I'm not.
No, you should not.
So fucking,
yeah.
You don't need to anymore.
Yeah.
It's in the past.
Yeah.
It's cool, man. That's really cool. It's so random that happened. You know?
Totally.
Yeah. Cool. So that's an awesome moment. I'm glad that you handled it so well. I think we've all been there at some point. Like, having some girl rip your heart out and you feel like, shit, the next time I see her is going to be really bad, you know? I used to think that a lot about my ex, and when I saw her a lot, I'd be like, everything was cool, but I saw her, and I'd be like, shit, you know? Who's she with? What is she doing? Who's that guy she's talking to? And I have to leave. I have to go somewhere where I just could not see her, period. And it took me like a year, because I would always see her all the time, so I could get to a point where she would come in somewhere, and I'd see her, and I wouldn't care. I didn't reject her. I wasn't like, I can't talk to you because I don't care about you anymore. I could talk to her, but I just didn't feel anything anymore. She was just some other girl that I knew. I could just treat her like a friend. Like, I didn't have any emotional attachment anymore. And it would be cool for us to have a conversation. And then I could say, okay, bye. Great seeing you. You know, you look great. See ya. And not worry about her afterwards, you know? She was just another person after that. Which is crazy, because once that happened, then she started to want me back.
Yeah,
and try to get me back, you know. And she started seeing me talking to other girls and getting jealous and being like, "Oh, I miss you. Can we talk? I really miss you." And I would be like, "No, that's over. Like, sorry." And no, I really did not want her back at that point. It's cool to see that come full circle, you know. After that happened, you walked back into the club and
started dancing on the table.
Yeah, I
with
saw
the beautiful
you dancing
blonde.
On the table with
yeah,
was Sonia.
Was really, there was like this model dancing there. I was like, oh, what's up with this model? And she's like, yeah, she's beautiful. She has a shaved head and stuff. I'm like, yeah, let's go up there.
Yeah, perfect.
So we went up and danced, and then I put her hand, and let's go over there.
Yeah, I saw you isolate. That was great.
I set her down, and I had some trouble building rapport. Because I've never done it.
Okay.
So I was like, what did you do this before you kind of came here? And she
mm-hmm.
told me some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We chatted. But I was like,
you're like, it's working. What do I do?
No, but I was like being funny about it. And
oh,
I don't
yeah.
know if that's
yeah,
right.
That rapport, yeah.
So it was no rapport, probably.
Yeah.
That's only attraction. And then I went for a kiss and it was cool. We made out for a bit. And then.
That didn't sound too bad.
Yeah. And then I said, let's go to my place. And she's like, nah, I don't.
Did you get her number?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
That's cool.
I mean, that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Huge for the first night. But especially because you like had that moment and then went back in and just kept doing what you wanted without having
yeah,
it affect
yeah.
you at all.
That was great.
That's cool, yeah. So yeah, like Brad said, it was awesome to see you like kind of get stuck when we first walked in, and then we told you something to do and you did it. And then got to the next step, and then the next step. I love, because you came over to me, and you were like, I have all, like, bantering and stuff, and then it's running out, and it's fizzling out, I don't know what to do. And you were qualifying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I told you about isolation, and then 10 minutes later, I saw you take that girl by the hand and just do it. It's so easy, right?
It's
when you
fun,
just do
yeah.
it.
It's totally easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Just turn your brain off.
So
yeah.
that's what happens.
That's, the
that's
thing.
What happens.
That's what I learned, too. When I was learning how to make those videos from that guy, my friend, I was telling you about, but YouTube videos, I was like, okay. So he'd give me a set of instructions, and I would do like 8 out of 10 things he told me. And the other 2 things I would make up. Like, I would just do them in my own way. And he was like, you did this wrong. And I was like, no, I this is better. And he's like, just fucking stop thinking. Stop thinking and do what I tell you to do. This is not how, I'm not the kind of guy who's like comfortable with that normally, you know. So, but I did. And as soon as I stopped thinking, it worked. This is one of those areas of your life where you just don't know as much as us. We know a lot more than you about this. So just stop thinking and do it, you know? That's the difference between you two, actually, you and Jacob and Alberto. That's what you're thinking. Just stop thinking. All together. I promise we can do the thinking for you. We've already done that. You don't have to think at all. I know you're used to thinking a lot, but just stop, you know? That might be weird, but it'll be worth it. I promise. It'll be worth it.
So...
Okay.
Yeah, I think the next step for you would be to take all those pieces and put them together, kind of integrate the whole process, and understand where you are. So we went over the map of interaction, right?
Yes.
So you understand when you're in attraction, and then you're in rapport, and then you're in seduction, and sometimes you don't even need to do that much rapport to get to seduction, and you can kind of bounce around, but you want to understand, okay, I'm in attraction right now, and this is what's happening. You know, I'm in rapport right now. I'm going into seduction right now. Be aware in the moment of where you are and how to kind of shift back and forth between those moods so that you can walk up to a girl, do the whole thing, and know exactly which step happens when and how to do it. And it doesn't even, as you saw, it doesn't always even need to be linear, like one, two, three, four. You can do a few things and then skip mostly over rapport and start kissing, and then maybe go back to rapport. Like, you kind of shift back and forth between them, like moods, you know? But the more you do it, the more you can, I guess that's what we call seeing the matrix, you know, is understanding exactly where you're at and what's going on and how to manipulate it and control it.
But, I mean, it's not that hard because there's only attraction and then there's qualifying, then there's rapport, and then there's seduction. I mean, it's not that hard to see that for me.
Actually. Yeah, okay.
So, I got... Probably what I need is more techniques and more like fine tuning and more practice.
Yeah. And you want to put it together as like a whole package. You know?
Yeah. Sure. I got some questions here.
Sure.
Like, first of all, I like a lot of them. Relationship balance we didn't talk about. I was pretty curious about it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably going to talk about that.
We can, but really it's not the most pertinent thing.
It's a little outside the scope of the weekend because you're not going to have a relationship this weekend. 3 days, you know.
Yeah, and if you do, then we didn't do our job because then you're sitting there just like, you know, going for the first person who pops up. You know, this is all about growing. So.
But it is important, and like we have tons more material that we're not even teaching right now because you can't act on it right now this weekend. You know,
I mean, you could touch on the
points. We can touch on it for sure, and probably tomorrow. Usually, the way we end the program is just with a lot of Q&A on. Like, different things that you're wondering about.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we talk too much about that today, you're not going to be able to use it today and tonight, and we don't want to clutter you with too much info. So let's put a pin in that and talk about it tomorrow.
Do you have questions relating to what happened last night? Or
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So what is? Because I felt like I was moving too fast from one front to the next.
Okay.
From one stage to the next. If there's resistance, if she doesn't want to come with me, if she. Says, I have to go to see my friend and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do I just go back to this step four and do that a little bit more and then retry?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, so you got to remember what you did before, you know, whatever the step was before. So if you're in rapport, then usually you want to bounce back to banter. But again, if you're isolating, you don't bounce back to banter in the isolation. You bring your back to your friends and you start joking around and then you go back again. You know what I mean?
Okay,
like
totally separate then.
Yeah, always separate the area in which you do rapport and the area in which you do attraction. Always. So if you have to go back to attraction, you have to move back again, and then you have to isolate.
So you just say, let's go back.
Yeah, well, let's go back then. You know, and then
fun.
You get up and you go,
yeah.
Let's have fun. We'll get to know each other later. Like, you know, we're having a good time, that kind of thing.
Because
you know?
I never got to know a girl in a club. Like, that's, I just dance and make out and stuff like that, but having rapport is pretty hard for me.
Having rapport makes sex a lot easier.
Yeah.
So
rapport builds trust.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's probably the thing that separates from making out to going home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is the thing.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, plenty of girls will make out with you in the club and then leave, and they will have had fun that night and not care. But to go further...
Sex is an investment.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's not like a dude. I mean, for us, we're like, you know, we are invading someone.
Right.
Literally. They are being invaded by someone. It's a lot bigger deal for them than it is for us, you know?
And you guys know that feeling before you approach a girl and you get really nervous and you're like, oh, shit. That's how girls feel right before they have sex with a guy. Like, they don't get that when they get approached, but right before sex happens, that's exactly how they feel. Like, oh, shit, is this going to be okay? I don't know what's going to happen. So you need to have a lot of trust to get past that, usually.
Yeah.
That's why I want you to sort of fully integrate this whole process. So you get to rapport and you feel resistance, you know, like, oh, this isn't going well. Okay, I'll go back. I'll go back to the next step and do it more. Then keep going. You know, you bounce around however the situation calls for, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. And I feel stuck if I'm like with a girl I'm not totally attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
So, because there are not so many women in the club that I find really attractive.
Really? I thought there was a lot of attractive girls there, wasn't
there? Yeah, there are.
Some.
Yeah. I think
that...
I mean, that's
bullshit.
Yeah, it's just practice. So.
Right,
exactly.
Exactly. And I mean, if you can't do it with a girl you're not attracted to, how can you do it with a girl that you are? And you don't have to go to sleep.
I lose focus. I want to talk to the other people. That's what I'm saying.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Talk to them.
Yeah.
I would look. Here's what I did. This is how I feel. You don't get high standards. You don't have high standards. You earn them. You know, you earn high standards by working your way up the ladder. You don't just have high standards. You know, like, well, I only sleep with hot chicks. Okay, well then that means you don't get laid very much. You know, it's not like that. If it's just you know, the way a girl looks that makes you attracted, then you're too shallow with what you're thinking. You're gonna be led around too much by your eyes. You have to tap into what is attractive about every woman. This is like where you embody the qualities that we're talking about, where you become like a man that's suave, basically, like,
yeah,
that's really good with women, is when you can look at any woman and you can draw out that attractive quality in her. You can see that attractive quality. And no one woman is more important or exciting to talk to than another, because all of them have attractive qualities, you know? This is how I see women.
Okay.
So it's like, oh, they're all cute. All of them are cute, you know? If you see one that's really hot, like, you've slept with hot girls before.
Yeah.
Almost notoriously, really hot girls are pretty bad in bed.
Yeah.
Not all of them, but some of them, most of them are pretty terrible in bed.
Because they don't have to work for it.
Because they don't ever have to dead fish. Like, just like, okay, fuck me now, and make me come. Like, that's not how it works. We work together on this, you know? It's a team effort. So to me, it's like, it's such a myth. It's such a, it's so validation seeking for guys to just go after hot girls. It's like, you're not going after them. You're not picking up a girl. You know what you're doing? You're picking up dudes.
That's exactly what we were talking about.
You're impressing guys. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
And that's not why you're here, you know? That's just, it's just a way of thinking that you have to transcend. You have
I'm thinking long term, because if I'm like with her and I really like her and I want to have a relationship with her.
But don't think long term.
All right.
You don't know. The truth is that you have an amazing wide variety of qualities that you find very attractive in women. You know, you want to explore that. Explore every quality. Like, I've slept with every kind of woman you can imagine except fat girls. I just don't know why I couldn't do that, but that's just kind of how it is. I mean, I've slept with some girls who are a little bit bigger than I would want, but definitely no one who is like, I mean, they're just a little bit big. I don't like that at all. So it just turns me off. But anything, my friend Johnny and I had a rule. It's called public service. If you get good, when you get good with women, you have an obligation to do public service. And that public service is that if you can think about fucking her and it doesn't make you want to throw up, then you probably should do it.
Yeah, I get the idea behind it.
What's that?
I get the idea behind it, but
I don't know if you do.
Yeah, but if I'm with a chick I like, but I'm not totally attracted to, I have the whole other.
There are always
around.
Other options. There's always going to be other options, no matter what happens. I promise. The grass is always greener on the other side. You're always going to think that some other girl is hotter. I promise, dude. You're chasing the wrong dragon right now. Like, it's not what you're not chasing. What you really should be chasing for the result that you want. Your method is not going to get you there. I know. I was down that road. And I know plenty of guys that are still chasing women like that. There's always another girl who's hotter. There's always another girl who's like, oh, well, she's hot and she's an actress. And then, oh, she's hot, but she's a model for this company. You know, or she's a Playboy model. Like, you're just climbing mountains right now. You're like, okay, put a flag at the top and then climb the next one, put a flag at the top. You know, that's fine. But don't lie to yourself. It's not about long term. It's about you climbing mountains and putting flags on the top right now.
Right.
Okay. That's great then. Then climb mountains. Put your fucking climbing gear on. Don't like pretend like you're sitting there bunkering down with somebody. Don't do that, because eventually, you know what'll happen? You'll cheat on her. That's what'll happen. You'll get up there and you'll be like, okay, I got it. This is the best girl I've ever been with. It's fantastic. All right, I'm settling down. And then you settle down, and guess what? It starts to eat away at you. You're like, man, I wonder if I could pick up that girl. Oh man, there's something really alluring about that girl over there. You know, like, if you start to really be interested in other women, you got to get that shit out of your system. You know. Don't worry about long term. Long term will happen to you.
Okay.
You don't have to go find it. It'll happen to you.
Yeah.
You know? So just, who cares? Like, don't worry about that part of your standards. It doesn't mean that you're like, I know that you probably had friends in the past, that, and I did too, that if you fucked a hot girl, they'd be like, whoa, dude, you're the man. That's awesome. Like,
I'm past that.
Oh,
so yeah,
okay.
That.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm saying that in the past you had friends like
yeah.
that, so did I, you know? But that's just, even though we move on, that thought is still there. We're still thinking like that. We're not friends with those guys anymore, but we're still thinking like that, you know? Like Brad and Connor, when they get laid, we don't even talk about it. I hear about it from other people that they get laid. Like my girlfriend will tell me, oh yeah, I was talking to Connor, apparently he took a girl on last night. And I'm like, oh cool. Like we just don't give a shit. If you don't give a shit, this is how you know you're good. When you're good, you don't even think about it. You don't talk about it, it doesn't matter. You know?
Yeah.
It's not that you're trying to resist talking about it, it's that you really have no, it's not important in your life at all.
You're not thinking about it.
Yeah. It didn't cross your mind.
Yeah.
So that's the place that you want to get to now. Because you've thought about this a lot, you know? Anyway, you're in a really interesting place, and I really like this place, but it starts to become really quickly about philosophy, about, like, lifestyle, you know? And less about, like, technique.
I just want to learn the skill set, and then see from there. So probably that's the best way, right?
Yeah, well, the skill set gets fuzzy at this point. It gets cloudy. It's not so straightforward. Like, it's not like, okay, go up to that girl and do that. Like, in the past, it was like, can you attract any woman? Well, when the answer is yes, you can attract any woman you want. Guess what the next question you ask is? Who do I want to attract?
Yeah.
Who do I want?
Yeah, that's the question.
Yeah, well, that's a really different question. It's with a totally different answer, you know? It isn't. You don't have the same technique to figure out who you want. You don't keep chasing girls to figure out who you want. It's different. You just get to enjoy the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
Just really get into the process and really dive into it. You're going to find a lot of really cool, intricate parts of this process that you really love, and that's when you start to level up big time.
All right.
You know? It's a conversation I don't get to have very often, so I'm really happy to talk about it. It's exciting. I like talking about this stuff. We're about ready for lunch, guys. And when you get back, we're going to be like solid until we go for day game. So there's a lot of stuff to cover. Why don't we take a shorter lunch break? Let's skip. Can you guys be back here at 1:30? It's 12. Is that the right clock? Right? 12:39?
Yeah.
12:39 or 12:40 right now. Can you be back at 1:30?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, guys. We'll go ahead and break, and I'll see you then.
Yeah.
Awesome. So you want to hear the funny reason why it's a lunch?
Why?
This one is the one with the mic, and you had it plugged in. This,
oh, did I have it the wrong?
Yeah, had
it plugged in the wrong way.
You must have been asleep.
Yeah, we had sleep. I was pretty out of it. Well, shit. No, I looked in the manual, and I thought that one was transmitting and one was receiving.
It is. This is the transmitting one.
Okay.
And that's the receiving one. And the one with mute on it. It has mute, so I can reach back and go click, click, because I have the mic on. You know.
Right.
That's the only way I could tell, though. I was like reading the manual, and I was like, I don't get it, didn't work. That thing needs to be on the other one. But that's not like the end of the world.
I don't know, I won't be able to clip onto you.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's not
the end of the world. Better comes up.
But I don't know if this is working or not on here, though. So how do I, Brad, can you
just take a video with
that camera? We had to get a new one. Did you return? Oh, the other one's over there.
Yeah, we should return that today.
Yeah, definitely. Before we get all the materials mixed up.
Mm-hmm. Let's just put it back in the packaging.
Which one costs more?
The one that I just got.
This one?
Yeah.
Put it back in this packaging.
That's not half the package.
So
cool. I got receipts and everything too.
So that was pretty good.
Yeah, it was a good night.
It was awesome.
Sounds like it.
So I'm really glad that Jacob was with us, because we were going to go to a totally different area last night that I just heard was fun.
Yeah.
And then he's like, no, we're not going there. It sucks. You're fine.
Oh, cool.
I know a way better place. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It was
awesome. Awesome. Like, girls, you're really hot and really nice. Maybe it's because we're American. I don't know.
Well, it's like being in LA, it's like, doesn't really get much harder than that.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I never appreciated that until I came elsewhere. Chicago was like that, actually. Really hot and really nice girls. New York isn't like that either. New York is pretty difficult.
Yeah, I find that cool. There are some bars that are just amazing in New York that everyone's nice, but it's really hard to find them.
Mm-hmm.
Pink Elephant was like that on Thursdays, because it was like all the modeling industry goes there on Thursdays.
Okay.
And so I thought it would be, like, you'd guess that would be extra hard, but
mm-hmm.
everyone's beautiful, so...
Yeah, that's how it was last night.
Yeah,
everyone's beautiful, so there's no, like, stuck-upness.
Yeah.
They're all just, like, it's normal.
Person.
Yeah.
And, like, even Jacob, he's like, yeah, well, some of the girls were attracted. Because he's used to that.
I know.
Me and Brad were like, fucking candy store.
That one. No, I want that one. Wait, I want those ones. I want those.
This is actually the first boot camp I've had where I did not make, like, a Friday night mistake of going home with a girl and then hating life today. I actually feel good today. As opposed to
Did you not know anybody last night?
No.
We I usually don't on the first night.
Yeah, I usually have every program so far I have on the first night.
Yeah.
And then the next day sucks.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
But you're just having
across town.
Yeah, and making it back. But it's so much fun. You're having so much fun on the first night.
I know, it's really
And it's
night.
Always, yeah, I was telling Brad, it's always the first group or the first girl that I talk to. Where I'm like, okay, I'm demoing, I'm warming up for the guys.
Yeah.
And then that girl's still around at the end of the night, and I take her home.
That's why you always want to start demoing on the hottest girls.
Yeah, I know.
It's that way. If it does happen, you're like, okay. So I'm seeing that it's definitely picking this up now, and it's definitely receiving the signal over here.
Good.
But I haven't tested it yet, so I'll go ahead and set this up and test it. You guys want to go grab some food? Are you hungry?
Yeah, a little bit.
Do you want to wander around in a minute with me, and maybe we'll just sit down and have some tea or something?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It would be cool if we had time for a hookah right now.
I know, right?
There's just one right next door.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to go there Sunday night. We should.
Yeah, totally.
I saw your email.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to be checking out for a month.
Yeah, I'm fucking
Wait,
scared.
Yeah.
I'm nervous about that.
What's happening?
Last night, after I watched The Matrix...
Yeah.
And I was reading and stuff. I was like, I gotta take this shit seriously, and I gotta like, I realized that the next step for me is leaving and like being in solitude for a month, and just not without any contact with anybody at all. And so I'm gonna go do that. And I'm probably not gonna get a place in Denver yet. I'm gonna go back and help you guys set up a little bit.
Recording on both.
Okay. No, I turned it down, and that actually helped.
Okay, great.
I think that's good. Sensitivity.
Okay. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
Roberto will be over here in just a moment.
Cool. Okay. Well, you can hear. You can listen to me. Cool. So, I want to talk about value. I think we were talking about value last night. What do you guys think value is? When we talk about giving value, what is value?
To show your positive body language.
Okay.
Show your qualities.
Show your qualities, okay. What would you say is value?
I think it's the perception that you give the other person that you are, you know, someone worth talking to.
Worth talking to. It's your
worth,
fun, right?
Your fun, you know, you can improve their life somehow.
Okay.
In that moment of time.
Mm-hmm. And it makes people feel good.
Makes you feel good, yeah.
Yeah, I like the word worth. I like using that word. Your value is your worth, your self-worth, your perceived self-worth. And the cool part is that it can be anything you want, like we've been talking about. So right now, it's all just decide that we are high value. And the cool part is that when you decide that, you are. And everything that we do to convey that and send that message just makes you high value. But the first part is just deciding that you are. Because in any moment, your value is whatever you think it is, which is great. So we all decide to be high value. And why is that? Why is value important? We were talking about this last night. Why is giving value important?
For me?
Mm-hmm.
The value for me is important to, how you could say it, to make it better for my personal life with more quality for the things what's important for me, and because every person will have their own values and own perspective what is important for you and what's going to be feel better about it. So for my the high values is to create the lifestyle or the lifetime for where I am happy about it.
Okay, where you're happy,
yeah.
Right? Your value is your personal happiness.
Yeah.
You just hit it right on the head. And the cool thing is that most people can't create value for themselves. They get their value from somewhere external to themselves. All right. And what we're doing is creating value from within ourselves to give it to other people. And we'll tell you why that's important. And so as you guys saw last night, as we've been talking about in terms of attraction and approaching people and people's first impression of you, a person's first impression of you is based on their initial perception of your value. They make that judgment in an instant. You know, within a couple of seconds, someone will look at you and size up everything important about you.
subconsciously, they just go through all the patterns of people that they've met before, and they'll follow you into a certain category based on your body language, based on other people's reactions to you, based on how you're talking, how you're carrying yourself, how you seem to think about yourself. You know, does this person seem like they're high value? And they judge that in an instant. And like I said, the cool part is that who decides your value? You do. You decide your value. So if you decide to be high value, and everything that we're teaching you will come across as high value, then you are high value, and everyone will perceive you that way. It's really crazy how this can just change in an instant. But last night, when we're walking around the bar, we're being perceived as high value, and everyone else treats us that way, just because we decided to be that way, which is something I love. So we were talking last night, and you guys have read in the book that people get their value from different places, mostly external to themselves. So if you can be the one to give them value, they'll feel good around you, and they'll want to be around you. This is really, really attractive quality to have, to be able to make someone else happy being around you. And then when you leave, they're not happy anymore, and they need to be around you. Yeah, there's different ways to give value to different kinds of people, depending on where they're operating at, what value level they're operating at. So the first level, you guys have seen the 60-10 scale before? You guys familiar with this? Okay. So
no one here has seen that?
Yeah, it's in the book. I thought you guys saw it. Okay. It'll sound familiar when I start to talk about it. But basically, most people get their value from somewhere else, somewhere external to themselves. And we rank that 6 through 10. It's a sliding scale. So we've all been 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 in our life. You know, you kind of slide in and out of them. And our goal here is to be at the highest level, to be a 10. So I'm going to walk you through each of the different ones, because to be a 10, you have to understand how to give value to everyone else. And different people will accept that in different ways. So the first, the lowest level is a 6. That's what we call supplicative value. You guys know what supplicating means?
Yeah, you're giving.
Supplicating means begging. It means to beg. So people with supplicative value dynamics get it by basically begging for it. What they're basically saying as a person in an interaction is, please like me. Everything that they do, everything that, in the way that they come across in an interaction, is communicating, please like me, I want you to like me, please accept me. Right? And these are the easiest people to deal with, because all you have to do to give them value is accept them. Say, you know what, you're pretty cool. You're a cool person. I like hanging out with you. I'm glad you're here. You know, you're cool. That's all you have to do, and you've just given that person value and made them feel good. Typically, what this usually looks like, supplicating, is buying a girl a drink right when you meet her, with the hopes that she'll stay and talk to you because of that. You know, it's almost like you're trading your money for her time and attention, because you don't think that you're worth her time and attention just on your own. You know, or excessively complimenting someone right when you just meet them. Oh my God, you're so beautiful. You're so amazing. What you're basically saying is, I really want you to like me, because there's nothing else about me inherently that you should like. So I'm trying to do all this stuff to make you like me. It's really obvious when it happens. We've all done it. We've all been there. But it's something you want to start noticing in yourself and cutting out any supplicating behavior. But most people do this. You know, I'd say probably 50% or more of people that you meet are going to be at this level. And it's really, they're really easy to deal with. They just want to be accepted, you know? Deep down, everybody just wants to be accepted. And if you can be the one to accept them, you've given them value. So what happens is, you know, you get someone who's been a 6 for a long time, and they start to think, okay, I'm not getting anywhere being a wuss. 6s never get laid, by the way. They're not attractive at all. They always get in. The guys are always in the friend zone. They're nice guys. They're not sexually attractive. You get someone who's been that way for too long, and they start to say, "Okay, I'm not getting anywhere being nice, so I'm gonna be a dick instead. I'm gonna be an asshole. I'm just gonna go to the other extreme and be a jerk." And they become what's called a 7, which is combative value. Combative people are really easy to recognize, and they can be pretty annoying until you know how to deal with them. But basically, someone who's combative is saying, I'm going to get my value by lowering everyone else down to my level. I don't think that I can get any more valuable on my own. I'm here. And anyone else that I think is up here, I'm going to try and bring them down to my level. So these are people that are always making fun of you, that are always saying rude things, that are always, what do they say in London? Taking the piss. They're always talking shit. They're combative, which means that, you know, they're always, they're aggressive, they're loud. They don't make anyone feel good. They kind of make people feel like shit. But they get laid just by the fact that they're not sixes. They're not wusses. They're strong. They're dominant. They don't make anyone feel good, but they're dominant. And just for that fact alone, they get girls because girls say, well, at least he's not a wuss. He's not a great guy. This is why girls always say, I always fall for the bad guy, the bad boy, you know? I always like the bad boys. They don't make her feel good. They're just not wusses. They're strong. And that alone is attractive, just being strong. And a lot of guys will go to this by default because they're just saying, well, in order to get girls, I have to be a dip. You have to be a dip to get women, right? That's what they think. But in the end, you know, that's really, you could try it if you want. You'll probably get some girls that way, but it's not a way to be. You won't respect yourself, and people won't really respect you or want to be around you. They'll tolerate you. And basically what all these people are saying through their actions is, you suck. They're just saying, I don't like you, you suck. And really, it's because they're insecure in themselves, and they don't know how to make themselves feel good, so they walk on other people. So the best way to deal with a person like this, you know, usually your first reaction will be to say, you suck, back to them. Oh, you suck too. Fuck you too. Whatever. But when you do that, you're just being a seven. You're being the same as them. You're on their level, in which case they've already won. They brought you down to their level. You're not going to feel any better. You're going to be indulging in negativity. It's not attractive. It's going to make you feel like shit. And you're either going to win and beat them and make them feel like shit. You'll out-alpha them, I guess, and make them feel worse than they made you feel, in which case nobody wins. Or they'll win, in which case you feel like a baby, you know? They're going to treat you, they're not going to respect you. They're just going to always be a dick to you, and you really can't win either way. So the way that you deal with a person like that is to understand what they really want is respect. They want to be respected. That's the reason that they're doing this. They didn't have any respect when they were being supplicative. Nobody gave them any respect. So they're trying to fight to earn respect. And if you give them respect, they'll stop acting this way around you because you gave them value. So you want to give them a compliment somewhere along the lines of, you know, most people are afraid to speak their minds and say what they really mean, but you do. I respect that. You know, you don't have to like them, by the way. You don't have to say, I like you. But you just have to convey respect. And they don't have to like you. But when you say something like that, they'll respect you and their behavior around you will change. They'll be more cooperative. I remember there's one guy that kind of hangs out in my social circle who was always a dick to me, and I kind of avoided him. And he ended up coming up to me at a party once and saying, he was drunk, and he was just like, man, fuck you. I don't like you. Like, I just don't fucking like you. I don't know what it is about you, but I don't like you, man. He's, like, in my face. And I just said, you know what, man? I don't think anyone has ever had the balls to say that to me. And you don't have to like me, but damn, you got balls to say that to me. I respect that. And he was like, yeah, fuck you, man. And then, like, walked away. Like, he didn't just instantly change and be like, oh, cool, we're friends now. But, like, that guy kept hanging out around, like, my group. And, like, we knew some of the same girls and eventually started to, like, hang out with me, be more cooperative. And he, most importantly, he stopped giving me shit after that. He stopped, like, trying to cut me down. He stopped being condescending. He just looked at me differently after that. It didn't fuck with me anymore. But it's important to realize they don't have to like you. You don't have to like them. It's all about respect.